Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. And today's episode is, we all have our own shit. I'm gonna start with a quote. You never know what someone is going through. Sometimes the people with the biggest smiles are those struggling the most. So far Sounds, it's a super cool global community and it curates intimate musical performances in unique kind of secret locations across about 400 cities. It's a really cool concept and it was founded by someone named Rafe Offer in 2009. So basically what happens is they transform everyday spaces like a living room in someone's house or a rooftop or a boutique or the last one I was just in was a clothing store into these venues for secret live performances. So I recently attended my second So Far performance with a friend, and I wasn't expecting more than a fun night with music, but something happened. So the artists were super excited about being there and playing in front of people again. The host got things started by asking a question to the audience. He said, "How many of you have attended a So Far concert before?" So hands were shooting up across the room and I looked around and I really didn't know that I would be coming back to that moment a little later in the evening. The second artist of the evening, his name was Joel Ansett. He was a one-man show. It was just him and his guitar. And before he started playing, he told a story to the audience that touched on the fact that the pandemic has been hard on all of us in many, many different ways. And none of us know the battles that a stranger is facing. He said that when he walks into a room, it's not his place to judge, and he doesn't know what anyone in that room has gone through. When he said that, it really took me back to when the host asked that question. All those hands were shooting up around the room, and I wondered, what if the question that was asked was, who in the audience has a personal battle they are facing? And if everybody was being honest, I have a feeling that everyone's hand would have gone up. He then went on to play his song. It was called Through, and I got goosebumps when he started singing this song. My friend and I, we looked at each other because we both felt the power in the words. The chorus, he said, "It'll never be my place to judge you. Forgive me for the times I do, because I don't know what you've been through." The English language is bursting with phrases that caution us against hasty judgment of others. You'll hear, before you judge someone, walk a mile in their shoes, or very commonly you'll hear, don't judge a book by its cover. Yet, people are still trampling on each other with personal judgments and opinions. And social media certainly has not helped. I feel like social media often serves as more of like a loudspeaker for comparison or judgment of other people's lives instead of a medium for inspiration or encouragement and appreciation. It's easy to jump to conclusions about someone at face value. It's hard sometimes to remember what you see on the outside. It doesn't always match what's happening on the inside. So when you're having a shitty day, you don't want anyone else to tell you how to be acting. Am I right? Flip that. Remember, other people don't have the responsibility to act or speak the way you think that they should. Never assume you know what someone else is going through. So the next time you walk into a room, remember that everyone in there has their own stories, their own battles, their own shit, just like you do. You don't know what they've been through. To learn more about working with me, visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.